We're now joined on Downtown again by one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the entire world. He's UFC flyweight champion Demetrius Johnson. Demetrius, welcome back into Downtown.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First, it's a big week in the UFC and the Ultimate Fighting Championship, but before we talk about the International Fight Week and some of the festivities and events coming up, let's first talk about your last fight, and we talked with you right before that one with Horiguchi, and you actually set a record by finishing Horiguchi by submission with 1 second left in round number five. Was that a conscious decision that you tried to just end the fight before it could get into the judge's hands, or did it just happen that way?
A little bit of both. It just happened that way, and I just went for the finish. And I'm always looking for the finish. I'm the type of person where I don't like to force. I like the way it presents itself, and then I jump all over it.
Well, it was a very exciting finish, and you're definitely become a fan favorite for a lot of people because of how successful you have been, the first and only flyweight champion. What's next for you as you continue to defend your flyweight championship in the UFC?
The next opponent is going to be John Dodson. Hopefully he stays healthy, and I do too. And we're just looking for a date, and we'll get after it.
Now, you fought him before as well. Is there something you can take and glean from fighting him previously that you can take into this next fight?
Absolutely. We saw what works. Sorry about all the kids yelling. We know what works in the first fight, and we're going to bring that over to the second fight, and we're going to be a little bit more that I've been able to develop within the 2 years of us not fighting.
Well, now let's talk about the fourth annual UFC Fight Week, the International Fight Week, I should say. A lot of good events, including a fan expo. What do you think fans can expect on Friday for the two-day event?
Huge stuff. I mean, it all starts out on Wednesday for most people, but for me, my charity get back starts on Thursday. You know, I have the pool party, also the charity bowling event, and then Friday have, I believe, a couple autograph signings, and then Saturday I'm doing the 5K run autograph signings, and then everybody can come to the MGM Grand Garden Arena and watch Conor McGregor fight Chad Mendes for the interim belt.
Yeah, a lot of great charity events. You mentioned the race as well. How great is it to be part of an organization like the UFC that gives back so much to charities, not just you individually, but the entity as a whole?
It's good. I'm glad I was one of the fighters being selected to give back and participate in these charity events. And last year went amazing. You know, the fans got to bowl with me and Tyron Woodley, a whole bunch of other fighters. And I think the fans really like it. I mean, how often do you get to bowl with LeBron James or Steph Curry? I haven't heard anybody doing it. So with the UFC, it's the culture. And it's a great cause.
Also this week, there'll be another some new inductees to the Hall of Fame, Bass Roone, BJ Penn, Matt Hughes, Frank Trigg, and Jeff Blatnick. What are your thoughts on the class of 2015, Demetrius?
I think it's a great thing that the UFC is doing it, and they're actually going to make, fights itself. So I'm excited. I don't know much about it, but I can't wait to see when they unveil it and start doing more inductees.
For more information on events and tickets, you can, of course, go to UFCFightWeek.com. That's UFCFightWeek.com. Of course, all this fanfare, all these activities, the charity events, all lead up to this big pay-per-view event, UFC 189. It's no longer Aldo versus McGregor. It's now Chad Mendes after the injury to Aldo. But, Demetrius, how do you size up this featherweight title belt for the interim strap?
I think it's going to be a great fight between the two guys. It all comes down to who wants it more. Hey, bud. No. Right here. Sorry. I'm going to come down to who wants it more. And I think with Conor McGregor having a full training camp, it's going to be a lot tougher for Chad Mendes to dismantle him. With that being said, you know, Chad Mendes is a great wrestler. He always stays in shape. But I don't know if he's going to be in the shape that he was in when he fought Aldo for five rounds. So, beautiful thing about mixed martial arts is that we can make predictions all day. I check the weight, sit there, and see who's going to win.
Very nice. Now, who are some of the fighters outside the flyweight division? Because I know you have to keep a keen eye on that one. But who are some of the fighters outside your own division that you really enjoy watching in the octagon?
Peter Dillashaw. He always impresses me when he fights. He's one of the guys out of Team Appleton, I believe, who's really developed Dwayne Wugler's style with the movement, the high kick, the strike, and he misses that very well, and he's very intelligent as well. I like watching my favorite, Edson Barboza, Jose. I'm a big fan of all the guys. Tyron Woodley, Tim Boach, he's from your guys' area.
Yep.
So I'm a big fan of all, a big fan of hers in general.
Very nice. And we'll let you out on this question here, Demetrius. I know we talked last time, you're a big video game fan. You love playing that in your off time as a kind of relaxation thing. Have you enjoyed any new games over the last couple of months now that you've really gotten into?
I just enjoy the same one, Final Fantasy XIV. They just came out their first expansion, so I've been playing that a lot.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Very nice. Well, Demetrius, thank you very much for your time. We're looking forward to UFC 189 and, of course, all the great events that you're going to be having as well leading up to the week. And, again, for more information, UFCFightWeek.com. Demetrius, thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.